Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live. Welcome, everybody, to our program. There's approximately 30 million disabled people in this country, give or take. That's not counting the millions more who are elderly. And as a disabled person trying to live your life, how many times have you gotten the feeling in dealing with agencies, getting there, are the wrong people? Shouldn't be there. Now, I think they ought to have a measuring rod for people who work in these agencies. And I think some of the questions should be, do you believe in nursing homes? Do you think people should go to nursing homes? What do you think about stronger laws or rights for people who are disabled? You know, questions along those lines should be part of the interview. Because if a person is in a job where they're supposed to help somebody who's disabled or even advocate for them, and they believe in the wrong things, that's not going to come out very good. We've had one big example into to Inner Sight. It's a nationwide tragedy, the death of a guide dog at one agency here in Suffolk County, New York, the Guide Dog Foundation. And it's really horrible how the state has not made any statements or done anything to curtail or to say, you know, hey, this is horrible. We insist that the schools all be licensed and regulated. You know, not one agency except Inner Sight has come out in that way. Now, keep in mind that in New York, and I'm sure in other states, the Commission for the Blind sends people to the guide dog schools, right? They evaluate you, they whatever it is, mobility and all that. If they give you a bad rap, there's a good chance you won't get your dog. So shouldn't they be concerned that a guide dog was killed in a guide dog school? That there's been one arrest already? And we have it on very good account, at least two more pending. And we'll give you the name and the number of the district attorney here in Suffolk if you'd like to butt in and say, hey, you know, throw the book at these people. Commission for the Blind has not stood up for us. Now, years ago, when I lost my job and became a street musician, I had to deal with that. I had to deal with the hostility against me as a blind person because I went out and performed and I had my guide dog with me. I mean, what's the purpose of the guide dog if not to be with you and help you? And I had to deal with a guy, he's passed away now, things, we don't need him. A guy who was blind, a blind lawyer, threatening me and said, oh, I have pictures of you in the subway and all that stuff, you know. I challenged him on it. I said, go ahead and use them. The only pictures that came out were the ones that the New York Post took. But way back when, and it's still the same, the Commission for the Blind doesn't do a thing to protect us. I mean, really, it's just go through the motions, get the money, and use the person as much as you can. Not even a statement about the death of Milton, the guide dog. I mean, given the fact that they have sent thousands of people to the schools or, you know, evaluated them or whatever, shouldn't they be concerned what's going on? And the governor, the same thing with her, refused to acknowledge the death of Milton and you know, do it in a news conference, talk about him and say we honor the dog or whatever she's going to say. Nothing. Nothing. Those people should not be in that job. People who don't believe and don't see the great evil that has taken place here and the blow against the disabled community, if they don't acknowledge that as politicians in powerful places are supposed to, they shouldn't be there. People who do believe that we ought to have rights, people who do believe that what happened with Milton is so outrageous and horrible, people, you know, who would speak out about it and try to change it, try to protect the guide dog more in the schools. The woman, Michelle and Tom Cooper, are devastated. The horrible, horrible thing is going to be her first holiday without her guide dog. And by the way, they've consented to come back on the program. I think a week from Thursday we'll have them on as special guest, get an update on what's going on. But we need people who are going to at least back us up, stand for something in these agencies. I mean, it's horrendous. It's horrible to have to deal with people. Now, how about these people who run these home health agencies, right? And how many times they send somebody to someone's home who can't even speak English? I'm not saying that they should be prejudiced against people who come into this country, but they ought to teach them how to speak first before they send them to help somebody who's disabled. That on us. We don't get paid for that. They do. So here again, you have people who are indifferent toward the whole thing. You know? And how many of those people believe that the disabled person that they're servicing should be in a nursing home? And that reflects what they say and do. There's a lot of people out there who work for these agencies who should not be there. They ought to be immediately fired and replaced with people who want us to have rights, who don't believe in nursing homes. And I'll go a step further, who believe that nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. Now, in all the independent living centers that are contracted by the government, people cannot advocate to get rid of nursing homes. But you know what the Inner Sight take is on that? I don't know how many people work for the independent living centers in this country. What the number is? It's got to be in the thousands, thousands. If they all got together and said, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. You know, you want us to apply these rules? Fine. But we want it in the contract that we're allowed to expose, do our job as advocates to get rid of these damn nursing homes, turn them into something good, accessible housing. Now, that would have to be a unified effort by everyone. What are they going to do? Fire the whole country? I bet you they won't. Well, you know the old saying, in numbers there's strength, right? That's what we need. That kind of response. And the people who don't want to do it shouldn't be there. Get rid of them. There's plenty of people who do want to do it. Believe me. So that's what's needed. These people should not be in these jobs. I don't know how many people at the guide dog school where Milton was killed are going to be arrested. There's two more pending. God knows how many. How many people knew that Milton was missing when the trainer brought it back? How many people knew about that and did nothing? Those people should not be working at a guide dog school. You know, maybe they'd be good at some other kind of work, but not at a guide dog school. And where was the director of training? I'm contemplating that he or she is going to be one of the people arrested. Where was the director of training when Milton was missing? When I was at Guiding Eyes years ago, that director of training would walk around and make sure every dog was accounted for. That's part of their job. Where the hell was he? Or she? People that shouldn't be in those positions. You got to get rid of them immediately and put people in there who care. Me and my guide dog, if we were employed at that school and we were there that day, Milton would still be alive because my dog would have found him. And we would have broke the damn thing open and got him out of there. The kind of attitude that we need at the agencies for the blind. People care. People who are going to go that extra mile. All right, inner sight around the world, and kind of reminds me of our saying, go an extra mile for a child. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the youngsters who perished at the hand of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. We remember all those and more. And let's see, I want to say hello to Phyllis Sims up in the Rochester area and thank her for volunteering to help bring about a day for Milton. I want to thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, for keeping the inner sight alive. And we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, up at Tom's River, New Jersey. So adopt an Akita. Their email is BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. If you want to send them an email. Phone number 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. You can certainly look them up online. All right, nobody starves on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Give Gary a call. at 631-484-3085. So remember the number. It's a good number to keep handy. And if you're disabled and you have problems getting around to get the food, let Gary know. Sometimes he can have it sent to you or deliver it. 631-484-3085. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And their number is 631-880-7929. If you go to their website, you'll see a little item about Inner Sight up there and a phone number if you'd like to help turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and possibly make a little money doing so. Give us a call, 487-2038. 487-2038. And we'll explain the details. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. We need names on our petition. If you want to go to change.org, read it, sign it. We'd greatly appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight. James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. Need civil rights advice? Give Jimmy a call. And we'll hold off on the Able News. Let's see if our co-host comes on the line. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight number. You could call that number, too, and find out about the nursing home proposition. Inner Sight, and if you want to stay in shape, have a good time, learn how to protect yourself, get in touch with Devin Fernandez from the Third Eye Insight. My buddy Devin, 631-445-3464. That's the Insight number, Third Eye Insight. And he'll give you the details. You can get all the information, stay in shape, feel good about yourself. Learn how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. And I want to, by way of public service, give out the number. We sent out a tweet today again on it. Suffolk County District Attorney, and this gentleman's name is Spencer Mendez, and he's been in charge of the case, the death of Milton, the guide dog. His number is 631-853-4104. If you could call over there, ask for him. He's usually in court. He's hard to get, but leave a message that you want justice for Milton. You want these people to get the maximum punishment, which isn't very much, by the way. But that's how the law is, see? The law doesn't protect us the way it should. Again, Mr. Mendez's number, 631-853-4104. District Attorney, Suffolk County, Justice for Milton. You know, if someone attack someone, and then they injured them, they injured their eyes, they would be in big trouble. Not only criminally, but they could no doubt be sued civilly, you know, for money and all that. Well, these people who killed Milton, they didn't just injure somebody's eyes. They killed somebody's eyes. And what is it, a year in jail and or $1,000 fine? I mean, that's a joke to somebody who's blind, who needs that dog. You know? Now, undoubtedly, the people who did this, they knew they'd get off easy. They knew it. You think they didn't know it? They knew the whole damn thing. They're trainers. They work at a guide dog school. They know what's going on. So, and that's what the politicians think of us. We met with our congressman. We met with our state senator, Boyle. Did nothing to prevent this kind of thing from happening. If there were regulations, the schools were licensed. I'm not saying that it's perfect, but it could have very well prevented the death of Milton. So what we have to deal with is a lot different than the average person. The average person is so much more protected than the blind person. Especially concerning the guide dog when you're dealing with the school. All right, if you want to call in and be recognized, we don't have our engineer here tonight. You dial the InterSight number, 631-224-3090. Leave your number, and we will try to get you back on the three-way line. 224-3090, 631, to speak on the air. I think a lot of people who work for these agencies should be fired. They're not doing a good job. There's a lot more that can be done. And you know who's a good example of that, who really tries to go above and beyond? My good friend, Jose Delgado, who's the executive director of SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, here in Suffolk County. He's a great example of how all people who work for agencies should be, for the disabled and the blind and the elderly. He's very approachable. He'll always come to the phone, talk with you, and do the best he can with what he's got there. And remember, they're under contract. In many, many ways, independent living centers' hands are tied. But Jose definitely goes above and beyond. So take him as an example. There's a good measuring rod. You know? And when people are hired for these jobs, there should be questions. You know, they should check into their background and see if they have any grudge against the disabled. I wouldn't hire people like that for a job at an agency where you're supposed to help disabled people or in a position of management and all that. Yeah, change the way these places operate. Give us a better chance, an easier time to live our lives. That doesn't mean that these people are going to get the right people in the job, that they're going to make everything perfect. No. It means that you'd have more of a chance to accomplish, to better yourself. And it also means that a lot of these people who believe in rights for the disabled would be more like brothers and sisters to those of us who are disabled. And that's what we need. We need a strong brotherhood among the disabled community. We don't have that. We do not have that. I mean, it's so evident in so many ways, you know. Now, what about the people who work in the nursing homes? They believe in those places? They like them? Oh, some of them don't, I'm sure. But what can they do to change it? Again, you have to have masses of people getting together. We've tried to promote this in the case of the home health aides, where residents in nursing homes are being neglected. We tried to organize some of the people and get them to invite us to the union meeting, and they were reluctant and afraid and so on and so forth. Now, some of those people may like nursing homes. Some of them may just be plain frightened to lose their job. See, that's why you've got to have, it's got to be unanimous. You got to get all the people together in one voice, one belief. That's how it should be. And then you come together on your day off. You certainly can't be fired for that. So people who work in nursing homes, if they believe in nursing homes, that they're good, they're going to want to keep all those residents in there. I've come across a couple of people in time that I've been an advocate that didn't believe in nursing homes and tried to go the extra mile and got fired because of it. See? That's why you got to have the majority in power, in numbers, that is. There's power. So there are many people who work in the nursing homes that should be immediately fired and bring in people who don't believe in those places. 30 New York Inner Sight, 631-224-3090 if you want to speak on the air. We don't have the engineer. But yes, a lot of those people should be replaced in the nursing home. Get people in there who don't believe that someone's apartment should be taken away, who don't believe that their money should be taken from the Social Security disability and so on. Because if they don't believe it, even if they can't directly do something about it, they're going to support that individual more. See? And that makes a difference. That makes a damn difference. But again, you got to get a whole bunch of people who operate that way. Because if you get one or two, they're going to fire those people. Yeah. Get rid of these people who want us to be in nursing homes. Don't let them work at these agencies. They don't belong there. That's the inner sight observation, and that's what we believe should be happening. There are so many people, disabled and non-disabled, who can be in these jobs and do a much better job because they believe in a certain way that a person shouldn't be institutionalized or taken advantage of. That a guide dog school should be licensed. You know, what about the commissioner for the Commission for the Blind? I haven't heard he or she say two words about the death of Milton. Aren't they supposed to be there for the blind? Aren't they supposed to watch out for blind people? They use us enough. Those people shouldn't be in that job. Even if the person was on the job, let's say, he couldn't do it during office hours. What about on the weekend? You hear all these politicians and all these big-shot commentators and billionaires sending out news releases on the weekend. You never heard a commissioner on the Commission for the Blind send one out on his day off about the death of Milton. How horrible it is, and calling for the schools to be immediately licensed and regulated to prevent such tragedies from happening. Not one official that I've ever heard so far. I want to thank Senator Wyke's office. We're working with them to try to bring about a day for Milton in her district, and we officially sent out the email today, so we'll keep you posted, let you know what happens. I want to thank my good friend Olga Murray for her help, town of Islip, and wish well to baby Wesley, child that was born to our family, premature. God watch over him and take care of him and get him home. He had to remain in the hospital. All right, inner sight. Let's see. Tomorrow night's the funnies. You want to have some fun, laugh, goof off? Yeah, tomorrow night we'll do that. And do some of the old imitations and goofy. I'm going to try to do some, haven't done this, Amos and Andy. One of the greatest comic teams ever. Let's see if we can get some of that on tomorrow night. Inner Sight. Louis the Lip will be here. Jimmy Dinigan with a food fight tomorrow night. And all kinds of goofy stuff. Good way to start the weekend. You had a good laugh from Inner Sight. talking tonight about people who should be immediately fired from these agencies, who don't believe that we should have rights, who believe we should be in nursing homes, and so on and so forth. We don't need those kind of people in our lives. And the agencies shouldn't be hiring those kinds of people. They need to change the whole way people are hired. It's not like you hire a bus driver who drives the bus and, you know, you just want to know that the person is a skillful driver and careful and all that. It's a lot different. When you hire somebody for one of these agencies, you're dealing with someone who has control over a human being's life. You know, and in the case of the death of Milton, the guide dog, look at the control they had over him. The wrong people being there. Nothing's perfect, but it could be a lot better. All right, we're brought to you by Able News. Able is the paper on and about the disabled. Been around for like 30 years. Columns by different experts. Calendar of events. You want to put your affairs in there, or your what's coming up with your organization. They got the calendar. Personal column. A new friend or whatever. Able News online. Go to ablenews.com. You get a free subscription. Angela Melanie, the editor. Able News. And we thank them very much for running our ad. And by the way, Wednesday night is our nursing home show. I want to promote that because it affects a lot of people. So tune us in Wednesday night here on Inner Sight. And if you go on the Twitter, look for our tweets. Got quite a few of them floating around out there. And once again, as a public service announcement, we're asking people to please call Suffolk County's District Attorney's Office. Mr. Mendez, his number is 631-853-4104. In connection with the death of Milton the guide dog, more arrests are supposed to be coming, at least two more. So obviously it looks like there was a conspiracy. The one woman who actually left Milton in the heat wave in the van, caused his death. She's already doing community service. So, not much of a punishment, but that's how the law is. So call Mr. Mendez and tell him to please throw the book at all people responsible for the death of Milton, 631-853-4104. District Attorney Mendez at Suffolk County DA's office. And we thank you for doing it. All right, this is Inner Sight. And, you know, there are people who go to these jobs. And in the case of the service dog schools, there's no regulations, there's no licensing, there's no such thing as a fair hearing. when Michelle, who owned Milton or had Milton, was told to give her dog to the school, you know, and if you recall the show when we had her on, she said the trainer told her, well, this is the way we do it. We find that this is the best way to do it, you know. She had nothing to fall back on. Because there is none. There is no regulation. There's no protection. And look what happened. Never saw her dog again. So, get these people and check them out. And even check them periodically, if need be. You know? I mean, they recertify us, people who work for these agencies. Find out what they're up to. There's one woman who went to one of our advocates who had a crazy idea of that cats were evil. You know, she wanted to kill this woman, the disabled person's cat. Some kind of stupid belief from a foreign country. You know, it's things like that to be protected against and known. And that's why people should be checked and rechecked who are dealing with the disabled. Remember, the disabled person, most of the time, cannot get up and run away. We're prisoners to these people. Sure, you can, hopefully, if you're near a phone, you can dial 911. But even that's not always an option. So let the people be fired who don't believe that we should have rights, who believe in nursing homes, and who are condescending to those of us who are disabled and the elderly. They should not be in those types of jobs. Let them go out and sweep the street or something. But don't put them in a position where they can hurt those of us who are disabled. All right, let's see. What was in the, I heard on the news that Nancy Pelosi is quitting after 20 years. I don't know what she did for us, but I know we still got the stupid nursing homes out there. And as far as I know, she didn't say one thing about the death of Milton the guide dog. This horrible sequence of events now that are leading to more arrests. Not one thing. So, she didn't do anything for us that I know of. And as President Biden is going to ask for the court to restore the loans, make it so that people don't have to pay the loans, that is, remove the injunction. I don't think the president has done much of anything for us. I mean, really, I wrote him a letter, he never even answered me. And it was about guide dogs, schools not being licensed and regulated. You see, look at what has happened here. They didn't heed our warning. Why did we sense that warning and have a feeling that something was going to happen? because we live it and we know it. And we want more protection and freedom, guide dogs. To the school, the dog is just a dog. To us, to many of us, your guide dog is your life. So there you have it. Some of the reasoning why, and why many of us feel that way. Everybody's different, of course. The element of caring and love and affection should always be there. And you don't have that with these agencies. Because you have people in there that shouldn't be there. People in those jobs that shouldn't be there. We see it every day. We had a woman not too long ago. We certified her dog, and they didn't want to let her in the shelter. She became homeless. We had to get a lawyer. You know, the people who denied her access and made her go through more stress. Those people should be fired. They shouldn't be in those jobs. And that's part of the problem, you see. People get away with this stuff. There's no penalties. I mean, look at the penalty for killing a guide dog. A year in prison, if that, and $1,000 fine. I don't know if anyone ever went to prison for killing a guide dog. I don't believe that they ever have. So that's the inner sight belief. And how do you make it happen? That's another question. You know, I think the way you make it happen is to pass a law regarding these agencies, you know, and let us, the disabled, educate people in the agencies. We should have that right because it's our lives that they're supposedly servicing. And it's because of us that the money is there. Without us, there's no money. They get nothing. And as we've said before, there should be a contract between the disabled person and the agency. If that money is there and it's being put up for a certain purpose, the disabled person should have access to that money, only to be used for the specific purpose of which it is intended. They have contracts now with all those restrictions. Turn it the other way around. And if people don't want to do that, they should be fired. They shouldn't be there. Once again, you need a mass, a whole batch of people to come forward and say, hey, we're not going to do this way anymore. That would take a lot of doing. and a lot of funding to bring people together like that. There are agencies who can do it, and they're not. Well, Inner Sight will do it. I don't know the time or the hour of the day, but we'll do it. Because that's what Inner Sight is about. All right. I want to give you Mr. Mendez's number once again as a public service announcement for the community here in Suffolk County, New York, the death of a guide dog, Milton. And it certainly appears now that more than one person is involved in that, going on with that. Why? What was the motive behind all this? We may or may not ever know that. Spencer Mendez, District Attorney, Suffolk County, 853-410-4631. 631 area code, 853-410-4. Please call him and voice your outrage and tell him that you want justice for Milton. You want the ultimate punishment for any and all of his destroyers. Again, Mr. Mendez, 631-853-4104. You can tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight if you want to. Every call is important. Every call will help them know that Milton is not the forgotten dog. We're planning a day for Milton. Anyone out there would like to do a day for Milton, contact us at Inner Sight. We have a package we could send you with all the details. Ira Tucker, my good friend, who is one of the most famous publicists in the world, is donating his time to put together the package and helping us with the publicity of a day for Milton. So if you'd like to find out more about that, call Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to give you all the details. All right, Inner Sight. And wouldn't it be nice if it came a day where you went to an agency and everybody in there believed, you know, if you're disabled, everybody in there believed that you should have rights. Everybody in the agency believed that you shouldn't be in a nursing home and would go out of their way to make sure that it doesn't happen. Wouldn't that, well, that's what we need for everyone, including all the people who now are young and will grow older and face the same dilemma of nursing homes. We got to turn them into accessible housing. We got to get rid of the people who believe in them. Fire them. Don't let them work there. Inner Sight believes in freedom and promotes it and tries to go by or tries to create or get politicians to create new laws protect all of us. We should all be protected in the same way. Nobody protected Milton, the guide dog. Why not? Where were the people? Wasn't that part of their job? Those people not only should be prosecuted, they should be fired and never be allowed to go near another dog again. Inner Sight, and we thank you. Don't forget, tomorrow night is our funny show. We will goof around and try to make you laugh. We're going to do animal imitations tomorrow night. And animal imitations along with imitating celebrities doing animal imitation tomorrow night. That should be a lot of fun. All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number. And once again, District Attorney Mendez, Suffolk County, 631-853-4104. Justice for Milton, the guide dog who lost his life at the Guide Dog Foundation. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Inner Sight.